The Okello Onyong has been handed the death sentence for the gruesome murder of four children at a daycare center in Gaba, a Kampala suburb. The sentence has been delivered by Justice Alice Komuhanji, who said Okello has 14 days within which to appeal against the sentence.
The convict must be given a sentence that will not only speak to him, but also to those friends of his whose identities he refuses to disclose, and any other person in this country who believes in sacrificing blood for wealth. Let them know that it is highly risky, because they will be found, like Mr. Okello was found, and they will not escape the long arm of the law. In light of the above, I have found no reason why I should not sentence Mr. Okello with the maximum sentence. I hereby sentence him to suffer death for the murder of Etek Gideon in count 1, Kensha Again Rose Otim in count 2, Seriange Ignatius in count 3, and Odeke Rayan in count 4 in a manner authorized by law.
The courtroom erupted in wild applause after the judge announced the sentence. Delivering the sentence this evening to crown up the first ever mobile high court session that sat at the Gaba Community Church, Justice Alice Komuhanji said she had considered a number of issues, including the fact that the murder was premeditated and that they attacked defenseless children.
I've also considered his denial that he did not kill these children for human sacrifice, but I am inclined to believe that that was the reason, because that is what he informed or he told Dr. Nwamanya Emmanuel. Because I would find no reason why someone would rise up or leave their homes early morning to come and slaughter children who are in their safe space at school. That is why I'm convinced that this was for ritual purposes, blood sacrifice for young children.
Earlier, the prosecution asked the High Court to hand him a life sentence. This was after presiding Judge Alice Komuhanji convicted him on all four counts of murder involving the four toddlers that occurred at a daycare center in Gaba on April 2, 2026. Led by Jonathan Mwaganya, the prosecution made their submissions, arguing that Okello is extremely dangerous and must be eliminated because he could harm other members of society. Mwaganya added that the convict was a father figure to the victims who are aged between 1 and 2.5 years. Making reference to the annual police crime reports, Mwaganya said murder cases are rampant in Uganda due to lack of punitive sentences from courts of law. The prosecution argued that when sentences are light, there is incentive to commit a crime.
If we are to sample out, my lord, how this particular crime has been progressing for the last 4 years, beginning with 2022, my lord, we lost 4,042, and these are only those that are reported, 4,042 human beings. In 2023, my lord, 4,248 humans. In 2024, 4,329 human beings killed. And my lord, just last year, 2025, we lost 4,238 reported human beings killed. My lord, figures don't lie. And to put this in context, your lordship, from the statistics of our recent census in this country that are also publicly available on the website of the Uganda Bureau of Statistics website, an average village in Uganda is between 500 to 1,000 people. Now, if we are to take the figure that just happened last year, my lord, what this means is that every year, if we are to take the most densely populated village at the tail end of 1,000, my lord, that would mean that Uganda every year is losing 2 villages are being extinguished at the hands of murderers every single year.
Quoting the Bible, Mwaganya also told court that when crime is not punished, people feel it safe to do wrong.
My Lord, in Katoka Juvi, the court sentenced him to life imprisonment for killing one baby. The convict before you killed not one, my Lord, but four babies. We believe if this court is pleased to issue the highest sentence, our beloved children of this nation will be safer because their tormentor would have been permanently eliminated from circulation. My Lord, if you are not persuaded to issue the highest sentence of death, at least be pleased to pass a sentence of life imprisonment so that the convict, my Lord, stays behind the bars all his natural life. It is only then that our society will be safer without him.
However, Okello declined to make any comment after the verdict. In their submission, the defense lawyers led by Sara Awero told court that the convict comes from a broken and dysfunctional family where even the siblings do not talk to each other. She thus asked court to consider a fair and just sentence. Relatedly, today's development.